Mr. President, ministers, distinguished delegates, let me take this opportunity to share in this August forum some of my country's policy intervention in line with the theme of the 68th World Health Assembly, Building Resilient Health Systems. But before I do, let me align my delegation's full support an endorsement of the statement delivered by Fiji on behalf of the people of Pacific Island countries. Solomon Islands, as you may know, is part of the blue continent of the Pacific. It is a small developing country, like other Pacific Island states, and faces many of the health challenges identified in a statement by Fiji in this conference. Some of the fundamental challenges we face in our national health system include the following. Malaria. Malaria is one of our ongoing health issues. However, with the support of development partners, Solomon Islands has been able to reduce the incidence of malaria from 199 per 1,000 in 2003 to 46 per 1,000 in 2014. And death from 15.7 per 100,000 in 2003 to below 1 per 100,000 in 2014. This effort must be continued and sustained, and I call on WHO and our donor partners to support us eradicate these deadly parasites. Mr. President, Solomon Island is at a crossroad where it has to address both the communicable and non-communicable diseases. Our own resources to effectively manage and address these two health challenges are limited. Again, we need the support of our partners, including the WHO, to fight these killer epidemics. The impact of climate change in my country is imminent, where people living in low-lying island, small islands and atolls are now faced with food shortages and drinking water has become salinated. The country in recent times has experienced some of the worst natural disasters, like frequent earthquakes, tsunamis, and unprecedented heavy rains resulting in flooding and cyclones, which destroys homes and livelihoods. The country is struggling to meet its MDGs, and post-2015 agenda becoming crucial and important to set a new direction. However, building on from the previous work should be supported and strengthened. Mr. President, please allow me to speak to the core systems along the line of the theme for the current World Health Assembly. First, let me support the theme of the need to support to build resilient health systems. As alluded to by the Director General in her speech and other speakers, the health system are further challenged by the new emerging threat like outbreaks of Ebola in the Western African countries and others. Building resilient health system needs concerted efforts, both from member states or countries, developing partners, private sectors, NGOs, civil societies, and communities. Financial resources become ever stretched, and every dollar and cent count in order to make a difference. A call to strengthen public finance management is now becoming more important, and a further call for the Ministry of Health and Ministry of Finance and non-state actors to work together to strengthen accountability, become accountable to each other and to the people we serve. There is clear evidence that we cannot buy health to the health to the level expected. But I am a strong believer of the policy direction, health in all policies. Appropriate medical technologies and scientifically evidenced public health interventions are all but part of making sure better and resilient health systems. Information sharing now becomes important, and there is no space for vertical or working in isolation, but sharing, integration and learning from one another is critical and crucial. Surveillance systems need to be robust to provide timely and live information in order to inform important decisions. And I fully support the proposal of quantifying NCD indicators to be included in the post-2015 global agenda. My ministry established a sector-wide policy, which was established in 2008. A lot of the strengths and weaknesses lent to continue frame this crucial initiative. The mechanism paves the way for closer collaboration, alignment, respect, building of one system that support one plan with robust monitoring and evaluation framework. A call to adopt and harness host country system and get political heads to be account and support for the sustainable delivery of health services. Mr. President, I think there is no better time than this 68th World Health Assembly that we should support the sentiment expressed by Director General in her opening remarks. This is a time of transitions and transformations. Building resilient health system needs effort from all stakeholders, government ministries, development partners, private NGOs, ABOs, civil society and people to build a better, responsive, caring and sustainable health system. Last but not least, Mr. President, I would like to express my country's support to the reform agenda laid before us in this assembly and pledge our commitment to do better and build resilient health systems for the betterment of our people and future generations. Thank you.